Listen within and follow through for success. Listen within, follow through, and enjoy success. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, with a thought for today. Listen within, follow through, and enjoy success. All of us have the opportunity of having inspiration poured upon us in great abundance. Ideas are like a great furnace. They radiate heat, and they radiate it outwardly, and you cannot ignore it. You can run away from it. You can go to cooler climes away from the heat. You can ignore it. You can close your eyes to it. You can close your ears to it. You can close yourself to it. But it is always there. It's always there doing wonderful things and coming to you in a wonderful way. If you will pay attention to those ideas that come, you'll find that miracles will happen in your life. Listen within, follow through, and enjoy success. Now, how do you listen within and follow through and enjoy success? How do you listen within? Well, we are always given dozens and dozens and dozens of inspirational ideas every moment of our life. We think beautiful thoughts of things that could be. We think beautiful thoughts of things that might be. We think too beautiful thoughts of things that we sometimes think never will be. And they come to us. And it just depends on what element, what level of imagination we are able to operate on. If we can operate on the level of imagination where everything is in divine order, if we can operate on the level of imagination where everything is flowing in perfect harmony and is buzzing along just beautifully, we're okay. Now, there's a lot of people who cannot do that, at least will not allow themselves to do that. And ideas will come to them and say, hey, write a book. And, I can't write a book. I don't know how to spell. My grammar is terrible. Write a book. But I don't have the talent to do it. Write a book. Well, what should I write about? Well, you have just spent the last 3 years working in a gold mine up in the gold country, and you have not found any gold at all. What were you doing all those 3 years? Well, you were digging, but you weren't digging all the time. You can't do that. Did you enjoy the flora and fauna? Did you enjoy the animals and the live the wire the live life wildlife that's there? Did you enjoy the birds and the bees? Did you enjoy the plants? Did you enjoy the mountains? Did you enjoy the rivers? Did you enjoy the people you talked to? What went on? Well, we did have some exciting adventures there. One time a bear came into camp, and we were just sort of all sitting back quietly, and we were afraid to run because he was a big guy. So we just pretended we weren't even there. And he went over to our now see what an interesting story that would make, and you were really there. And did anyone get hurt? No. Well, what did the bear get what he wanted? Well, he was going after what he wanted. And just as he was about to reach for it, he bumped a bunch of pans that were hanging on the tree there, and they went clatter, 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 and it scared the living daylights out of him, and he ran and ran and ran, and we were all so relieved. You see, that's a great story, and you're full of a lot more of them, I'm sure. Now, write these stories. But I have no talent for writing. I have no ability in language and words. Oh, but you have in ideas. Now, take your idea and write it down, and then show it to somebody. Show it to an editor. Show it to someone who's used to working with those things. And they will help the flow of your words be exactly what you want. It'll be your ideas. It'll be your thoughts. It'll be your dreams. And he'll merely have made the words a little more harmonious. And as you see, you do have talent. You perhaps will improve your ability to write. You'll improve your wordsmith ability. And that's great. But you see, we have that imagination. That imagination is in us that, oh boy, I have so many great experiences that I've never shared with anybody. And then a person who says, well, I sing in the bathtub and I sing in the shower and I sing when I'm out for a walk by myself, but never would I sing in public. And then there's a benefit. There's a benefit, and they say, everyone's got to come and do something silly at the benefit. And so you go to the benefit and you say, I'll sing him a song. That'll really make him feel how silly it is. And you get up and you start singing the song. And when you get done, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad at all. Everybody applauds and says, wow, you're good. And, you know, it's an uninvited response, and it sort of shakes you up a little bit. And then you say, maybe I am. Maybe I am. I think I'll go take a couple lessons and see what somebody else thinks about it. Well, don't do that. Don't do that. Because it's the way you are. It's the magic of just the way you are, an unprofessional. And you get up and you sing and you share. You share right deep from your heart what your feelings are, what your thoughts are. You might sing a song that already has been written, or you might create one of your own. But just share. And people will love you because of your naivete, because of your ingenuousness, because of your purity of spirit, because of your wonder and your magic and your unusual approach. And hey, you listen to radio, television, and the old Grand Ole Opry, and you'll hear a lot of people singing who, as far as other people are concerned, should never be up there on the stage. And they're paid very handsomely for never being up on the stage. And they do it, and they have a lot of fun. It's not that you're going into it to be a professional, but you're going into it because you love it, and it's fun. It's a joy. Imagination comes to us, and it says to us, go ahead, try these thoughts. Go ahead, try these ideas. Go ahead, try these directions in life, and watch the magic take place. Listen within. Follow through and enjoy success. It's a magical way, the way it comes to us, and it does things to us that we would never have dreamed possible. I've known a lot of people who worked all their life and did things and were parents and what have you. And then when they retired, the local museum asked them to come and be a person who would tell people what's in the museum. And, well, they could talk, you know, they've been talking all their life. And so they learned the little spiel about the area and they said it, but they became interested in it. And as they became interested in it, they brought in other facts that were consistent with what they were talking about. They brought in other ideas. They brought in their imagination. And pretty soon, they were the top of the persons who were giving these talks. And then they were the director of the persons who were giving these talks. And then they would go out to other museums and other organizations and talk about their museum and sell people on their museum how wonderful it is because they had been there. And over in the public parks and the national parks and state parks, they have people who speak and share with people about Scotty's Castle in Death Valley and other places, telling you all about the things that you're seeing and you're knowing. And these are people who retired. These are people who had never dreamed of speaking in public. They never dreamed of being a person who was on stage. And there they were on stage every day to a whole group of people walking through the state park, through the national park, through the museum, through the zoo, through whatever, and they were giving a talk about what it was. Now, you and I have both heard some of these talks, and some of these people shouldn't. We hear them talking, we think to ourselves, what a terrible voice, wow. We hear them talking, we say, they're disjointed, their sentences are not orderly. And then the people start asking them questions. They say, well, what about the bears? Well, what time do you feed the bears? And do the bears ever get ugly? And are the bears friendly? And the people had not expected to answer a question like that because that wasn't on their talk. But they did. He said, oh, yes, I've watched them feed the bears here, and the bears are always very gentle. The bears are tame. They are not wild anymore. I wouldn't go near them because I'm not able to do it like a trainer does. But, they're wonderful. And you know, when the trainer gets in there and he gives them and you see, right away, they bring their personality into it. They bring their wonder into it. And you know, the other day, I brought my grandson down here, and I showed him the bears, and it was just feeding time. And he stood there transfixed as the trainer went in there and as the feeder went in there, and as they put him through a few little paces and had him walk on their hands and things like that. And it was delightful. My grandson just thought it was the most wonderful thing. Can we do that too? The crowd asked. Well, I don't know. I maybe should check into that. But I think that'd be one. And you see, right away, instead of just being someone who is giving a pitched a canned talk. There's someone who's giving imagination, someone who's giving music and magic to what they're doing. And you can do that too. Listen within and follow through and enjoy the success that you are, because you're a wonderful person. Be yourself and have fun. That's what it's all about. You're a wonderful person. And you know it. So nice of you to let me share the thought for today with you. I love you. I love you. I love you.